This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Or you can put his mic on, though. I mean, it's what I've been arguing about for 2 days here ahead of this All-Star game. You got this mic here, TC. Yeah, there you go. You're on right now. This guy's calling up and telling me Juan Soto's not an All-Star. He said he wants to call somebody else, but I aggravated him because I said, I'm not watching the game. No Soto, no Sal. I boycotted last night.
I didn't watch it either. But that wasn't because there wasn't any Soto in the game. I watched the first part of it, but, you know, the extra inning stuff, I mean.
Did you read or hear about the swing off that they now implement?
I saw the replay this morning.
Yeah. Your thoughts on this?
You know, Sal, I want to play the game. You know, I want to play the game the way it's supposed to be played. You know, years ago, at the All-Star games, you had to have like 11 or 12 innings worth of pitching. So the fans could, if there was a tie game, you'd at least be able to play 12 innings. And now, but, you know, it was exciting, and everybody got geeked up for it.
So. Yeah, but even with that, now you managed the All-Star game in 2016 after getting the World Series in 2015.
Right.
And Boone was talking about it last night, and I don't know if it's changed in the 10 years, but they had, first of all, it was predetermined who they were going to put in this swing off. I know you didn't have that in 2015 or 2016, but guys make plans, I guess, to bolt. So you, like, had it scripted to, hey, I'm going to get this guy two at-bats or get this guy in so they could get out of here and go on there.
Well, you got to remember now, when I did the All-Star game in 2016, the game meant something.
Because still home field?
Home field advantage. And so the fans voted, at that year, the fans voted seven Cubs on the team. So I played them, I got them, tried to get them two at-bats, and then I got the other guys in who the players voted as.
Did you pick the reserves as the All-Star manager? You picked the reserves yourself? You don't have to put those on.
No. Some of them, yes. You called around because there are some guys, Sal, that, you know, it's an honor, but, you know, some of those guys want a day off.
Right.
And there are guys who go to the All-Star game and tell them, hey, look, I don't want to pitch or I don't want to play. I'm here, you know, I'm honored about being here, but I need to rest. So I just think it's a great game. It's a tremendous honor, but there are guys sometimes who, you know, hey, look, I'm tired this time.
Was it fun for you or more of a pain in the neck trying to get everybody in or make everybody happy?
Yeah, when I did it, it was really a pain. It was really, really hard. I spent 2 weeks calling every manager about, you know, guys that they thought should be on their, you know, on the team. And then you'd find out, hey, I called a couple of managers and they say, look, I know my guy's there, but, you know, don't let him throw more than 25 pitches. And so you're trying to script the game itself, and it gets to be hard. I mean, it gets to be really, really hard because you want to – I took Bartolo Colon from my team, and I said, Bartolo, if this goes extra innings, you're in. Because he can, you know, I know he can go nine innings. So,
how many can he give you today? You think, Skip?
Yeah. I know he's going to pitch for me on September 13th, and the game's only three innings. He can throw all three if he wanted to.
That's right. That's going to be out at Citi Field, September 13th, Mets alumni game. You're managing the Citi Field team.
Citi Field team. Yeah.
Versus who are you going against? Bobby V?
Bobby V and
Willie?
And Willie, and then it's going to be Jerry Manuel and I on the Citi Field team.
Ah, Jerry made the cut.
My guys can still play, half of my players.
I know. I was talking to actually some of the older guys, Piazza and Franco. They're worried about that, thinking, oh, man, we got to go against it. Daniel Murphy looks like he can get in a big league game right now and go nuts.
I know it. I mean, you got Tejada's probably still playing someplace, and, you know, you got a lot of other guys that, and I've got, you know, I've got three or four pitchers that, you know, of course I just lost Syndergaard, but other than that, I got some guys who could probably still pitch.
He might be back before you know it.
He might be.
He signed up with the White Sox, right? Is it minor league deal or is it in the major?
Minor league deal, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know. All right. So we'll take a quick break here. We'll come back and reset. You're in obviously town because of David Wright. I know it's going to be a big deal all week. You're the first guest that we have in here. We have some special guests lined up the rest of this week, as well as David. You and I are going to be doing the show together with David and Jose on Friday, Baseball Night in New York. So it's a big week. I'm curious to get your plans. Like in town, you just got in last night. I know you're taking some time out of your schedule here. I'm sorry to interrupt.
It's all right.
But it's for the captain. It's not necessarily.
That's correct. That's
it's
correct.
For the captain.
So, and you.
Yeah.
And you. You know, that's it.
And by the way, we did talk about this. I saw you out at Citi Field for the Met-Yankee game, Subway Series. You mentioned you're managing that alumni game. If you need a bat boy, I'm your guy. I'll get a uniform. Hey, I'll go shag flies. I'll get a bat. Whatever you need, TC. I'm okay. Your guy. And I think outside of Ed Cranepool, who's played the most games in Mets history, Wright and Reyes right there. What's that like to know that when you look at a franchise, obviously you manage for the Astros and the Angels as well, but you're the leading manager as far as games go. You went to a World Series. You managed an All-Star game. You accomplished a lot for this franchise.
Well, you know, you got to get lucky, and I got lucky. I, you know, had a great relationship with Sandy Alderson, and so, you know, when I first came on in 2011, I knew that there were going to be changes. We were going to make some moves and try to build it up, and, you know, I remember one of the reporters came to me, like, the first week on the job, and he said, you know, you're only going to be here until you're good, and they're going to find somebody else. And I said, well, as long, you know, the jobs are hard to get, so I'll take,
you'll take it.
I'll take it however long I can be here.
And you saw it through. You saw it through the lean years. You took the job, and you were rewarded by getting to the World Series. And you did so, obviously, with David Wright. And there were up and downs with Wright, and, you know, coming and going with Reyes, and obviously all that stuff to talk about Wright contracts. There's a lot to get into. Where does, because for me, TC, David Wright is just a different human being. Now, I know him a little bit. You managed him for years. You've been a long-time big leaguer, whether it be in the minor leagues, working your way up, managing different teams. Where does David Wright rank to you as far as the combination of total package players, what you'd want on your ball club?
Well, I've had some great ones. I mean, I think I've managed 5 Hall of Famers. So, but I will tell you, if he doesn't get hurt, he's would have been the 6th Hall of Famer because his numbers were unbelievable. And to do it in this city, in this environment, but to be who he is, you know, Sal, there are guys you want to meet in your life where they just treat you with respect. And this guy does it. He treats the biggest star to the Ross rookie as a, you know, first class. Yeah. And like, you know, the story you read where he picked up Josh Satin and took him back into the city, drove him back. And that's just David. David, this is, I was a teammate. David didn't really know the guy. But you know what? He was a teammate, and David treated him with tremendous respect. And that's what he did. His respect for the game itself, the way he played it, the way he prepared for it, his respect for the fans. I mean, there were times I actually had to spend a little time with talking to some of the people in the community relations department at Citi Field, because everybody that came to Citi Field wanted to meet David Wright, and there were certain fans who, you know, bought big tickets or a package, and they said, hey, can we meet David Wright? And they would come down, and David would take 5 minutes out of his preparation for a game, which was going to start in 15 minutes, to come out and say hi to these people. And that's who he is as a person. And he's probably, for me, the best professional that I've ever been around.
I mean, and that's saying something with all the guys that you've been around. Now, he was here before you, and he established himself as a premier player, a top player, you know, during the good with the franchise, obviously in the lean years, and as you guys are trying to build it back up. Does a player like that, or him specifically, make it easier for you when you come in? Because sometimes you could be, hey, I don't know, his personality's in the clubhouse, he's the star. If he doesn't like me, maybe I could be on the outs. What was it like coming into a team that was already established pretty much as David Wright's ball club?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty funny. When I got hired by Omar Minaya to be the field coordinator, you know, I came down to Port St. Lucie. I was living in Virginia. I drove down to Port St. Lucie because we were going to open the camp up. And I went and had dinner like the first night I was down there, and sure enough, this guy comes over and sits down, and I knew who he was, but I didn't know him, you know, because I had been in Japan and done some other things for a long time when he first got to the big leagues. And he came down and spent 30 minutes when he was there with his friends having dinner, and yet he came over and spent 30 minutes with me talking about some stuff. And I'm going to run the minor leagues. I may not have any part to do with this guy. And yet he had the class and you know, to come over and say, hey, glad to have you here. You know, anything I can do to help you out, let me know. You know, you always want those kind of stars, you know, to come down to minor league camp at some time and talk to your minor league players about, you know, how to become a big leaguer and how to act on the field. And And he was always up for that. And those kind of things, you know, you never forget. And then when you're around him and you see how he really is, that this is it. That's who he is. And, you know, I go back, Sal, of all the great things I saw him do, and I've told the story and I've told you many times, the day he came back after being hurt and being out for 2 months, he walked in my office, and we were playing good in 2015, really good, and said, glad to be back. Don't worry about me. Now, he's the captain. He said, don't worry about me. I'm just here to help. You don't have to. Don't worry about you. If you don't want to play me, don't play me. I'm okay with that because you guys are really playing good. Who says that? I mean, this guy's a star in the big leagues. Who would say that? This guy did because he put the team first totally all the time.
And then you put him in there. Give me goosebumps thinking about this, even though we've talked about this many times. You put him in there, and he hits that freaking bomb right out of the gate.
And I remember, I think it was Dan Murphy who was sitting close to me on the bench. He looked up, he looked at me, and he said, of course he's going to hit a home run. Of course, it's Captain America. Of course he's going to hit a home run. And that's what he meant to the guys. You know, anything that would happen that he did exceptional, that was who he was.
When I think about David Wright, especially after watching The Right Way and all those things and the different moments, and you were there for the majority of those great moments with him, I don't think, TC, that there's, outside of Tom Seaver, who was the franchise, I don't think there's a greater Met than David Wright. You know the franchise as well as anybody. Where do you think he would rank in Mets lore, you know, next to Tom Seaver?
Well, I will tell you, Tom Seaver obviously was tremendous. If David doesn't get hurt, he's right a close second. The best player that Mets have ever had. And I know he's going to break the home run record and all the other stuff, and that's going to be great. I hope he's a Met for his whole career. But this guy, you know, again, just because of the way he approached the game, the way he approached the media, the fans, off the field stuff, he's got to be, for me, one of the, maybe outside of Tom, the best Met ever.
BT and Sal in studio here with Terry Collins. BT on vacation. TC sitting in right now for a few minutes here talking David Wright. Did you run things through David Wright? As the manager, you're in control, obviously, but you have a captain, a guy who's been there. How does that dynamic work within the clubhouse if there are any issues or maybe struggling player? You go through David or lean on him?
Well, what I did when I finally got the job, I went back in my history of managing other teams, and obviously, you know, I asked David that spring if I would like to name him captain, and he said, no, I don't.
Wow.
I really don't. And he said, well, can you think about it? And that's when he came in one day. He said, look, I've been thinking about it, and if you don't mind, I'm going
to
go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'd like to talk to the guys. So he went around and talked to every player. He said, what would you think if I got named captain? And every guy, to the man, said, absolutely.
I didn't know that story, TC.
And that's why he ended up saying, he said, okay, I'll do it. And so, and again, it wasn't anything, Sal, about him making speeches. I know he always had conversations with guys if they were slumping or if there was a new player, you know, he'd always spend some time with them. And, you know, but it's the how he approached the game, the fact that he had this routine that he did, that spring training. He played spring training games. It was like June. This guy got ready to play, man. And he wanted at-bats. He wanted a certain amount of at-bats. And, you know, he knew what he had to do to get ready. And his, again, the fact that he wanted to be the best player on the field every time. I mean, you know, I go back and, you know, when this guy got hurt, he played a month with a broken back.
Man, didn't say anything.
Didn't say a word. Never went in the training room for a month.
You had no idea? Like you? No,
he was hitting 320. I mean, who does that? It'd be one thing if he was hitting 120, but right. Yeah. And finally, he just went in and said, "Hey, look, I've had a stiff neck for, you know, 3 weeks, and you know, can you rub it out?" And that's when they finally said, "Well, we need the doctor to take a look at this." And they found out he had an injury, but he just kept playing the game. And again, you think about all the guys that come into your clubhouse, and you know, God, their back's stiff. Oh, you know, my shoulder's a little sore. This guy played with a broken back and never missed a beat.
How about the World Series? You getting to a World Series, obviously great for you and a great story for your career. David Wright, after all he went through, to be able to come back, to your point, getting back in that lineup in Philadelphia and then finally becoming part of the team, the famous fist pump after he scored the run against the Nationals in Washington, and then going through the playoffs. Gives me goosebumps, man, thinking about it. The sweep in Chicago. How great was it for you as a manager to see you help David Wright achieve the dream of getting to and playing in a World Series?
Yeah, it was special, you know. And when we got beat, the first guy, after we got beat by the Royals, we got back in the locker room, and the first guy in my office was David Wright. He just wanted to come up, and he said, "Hey, Skip, well, great run." He said, "You know, let's get ourselves ready. We'll do it again next year." And you know, the first guy. And I know he was the captain, but again, it's just his sense of responsibility to how to approach things. And so when he hit that home run in the World Series, I couldn't have been happier for anybody. You know, and I've told you the story about, you know, there was a time when we were playing the Brewers, and Ryan Braun hit two home runs in a game, and we drilled him. And David was upset about it because, you know, there was no reason to drill the guy. So, and he's going to hit the next inning. I took him out of the game. And he was furious. He came over to me and he said, "I got to go hit." And I said, "David, it's 8-0. I'm not going to lose you in an 8-0 game, you know, because I know they're going to throw at you. So, you know, if it's 4-3, go take it, go wear it. But 8-0, no." And he was furious that, you know, I didn't let him have the chance. But hey, look, because it's part of the game. And he knew that and respected the game enough that, hey, look, I'm the guy who's going to get it because I'm the star on this team. So let's go play it. And I said, "There'll be another time. They're gonna, one thing in baseball, Sal, we have great memories. Baseball players have really good memories. So I said, "They're going to still throw at you sometime, but not tonight."
Who'd you send up to take that one? Eric Campbell?
I don't remember. whoever they're probably going, "Oh, no, thanks a million."
How about the Syndergaard launch story that happened in spring training?
Give me
the inside story.
Well,
on that one.
Again, we had a rule that you know, in spring training, because we have so many players down there, that everybody's on the bench when the game starts. Everybody. Well, there's a time when the community relations people are there, and they bring a ton of stuff for everybody to sign. And Noah was in signing some stuff, and the game was getting ready to start, and he wasn't on the bench. And David, the game had started, and David walked back in the clubhouse to change, get a glove or do something else, and there's Noah having lunch, and he's the only guy in the clubhouse. And David said, "That's not working. Get on the bench." And Noah said, "Well, let me finish my lunch." And David went over and threw the lunch in the basket, waste paper basket. Now, I wasn't in there, but I heard the story. And they came, you know, of course, the next day I had to bring him in the office, and we had to clear the air. And again, Noah Dawes, next day he just said, "I'm sorry. You know, I just thought I'm the only guy who didn't get to have lunch yet." And David said, "Well, there's always time to have lunch."
That is freaking tremendous. We're talking with Terry Collins in studio. Can you believe it's been 10 years since that team went to the World Series?
I cannot. Time flies, boy.
10 years since you were popping that champagne in Chicago, spraying all over the face. You still got that champagne bottle somewhere?
I do. I, you know, Sal, I ran into a guy the other day in, I think it was in, I was in Florida. And a guy came up to me and he said, "Hey, I just wanted to come over. I saw you sitting over here. I wanted to come over and say hi. I was in the crowd that you sprayed the champagne on me." And I said, sorry, I'm sorry. He goes, I still have my shirt. It's soaked with sand champagne.
I mean, that is tremendous. Is that the career high for you? And it had to be more rewarding after going through the nonsense with the Astros or the Angels, spending time in Japan, like you said, getting an opportunity. That makes it more gratifying, right? After experience, like David Wright himself, because he was, when he first got here in 2006, 2006, immediate success, and it's, oh, we'll be back here next year, and then the collapse at 07 and 08, and then he gets years later back to the World Series with your team. Same for you, where you had, you know, some tough times maybe in Anaheim when the way things went, and then a long time out of being a big league manager. How gratifying to ultimately get to the World Series.
Well, you know, Sal, nobody ever put a gun to my head and said, hey, you have to spend 50 years in baseball. You know, I love the game. I've told the story many times, but when I was in the sixth grade, you know, World Series games were daytime. There were no night games. And I was such a baseball fan that my mother wrote a note to my school teacher and said, Terry has to stay home this afternoon. He has got a doctor's appointment so I could watch the World Series. True story. And I got to watch the Yankees and the Pirates in 1961 or whatever year it was, and I stayed home. And that to me was baseball, to get to the World Series. And off all those years that I spent talking to guys about what it was like to get to the World Series, and to finally get there, it was worth all of the tough times, riding all the buses, and you know, sleeping in the racks above, before they had compartments. You know, I slept up on some of those 24-hour bus rides we took, and you know, all of the tough times. It was worth every penny of it to stand in that third baseline in Kansas City.
And think about this, TC. Like we talked about it before, not only the longest tenured manager in Mets history, which I mean, that's a big deal. They're only what 30 franchise, whatever it is, to be the longest tenured manager for one of them is a big deal in itself. Also, one of only two managers in franchise history to go to back-to-back postseasons in 2015 and 2016.
Yeah, I got lucky. Again, I had great players. I had
you didn't early on. So that's the point about taking the opportunity, right? You get an opportunity. Guys like, oh, you're only going to get fired. You're only here to get this thing right. Hey, you took that opportunity, and look what came of it. You get to a World Series and one of two, not only the longest tenured manager in franchise history, back-to-back postseasons. You had a lot of, I can say it. You can't. You had a lot of rough teams out there. Those were some rough lineups. I remember living through it as a Met fan, thinking, what the hell's going on? 2015, 2016, you deserve some credit for that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, Sal. But, you know, it was baseball, and, you know, your job was to manage who you got in the clubhouse. And I remember, you know, we'd have coaches' meetings, and they would say, boy, we need to get this guy. We need to go get this guy. I hear so-and-so's on the market. Let's go make a trade for him. I said, guys, you got to stop worrying about who we don't have and concentrate on who we do have. We got to get these guys better because this is our team. And so, I didn't know any difference because that's how you came through the minor leagues. You know, in the minor leagues, you had, and one of the great things about the minor leagues is that halfway through the season, you could start over again because they had halves. And in the big leagues, you just got to keep working and try to get your players better. And I never changed that the way I went about my job. I told you, one of the things when I got to New York, I said, I'm going to enjoy the job more. I'm going to enjoy the job a lot more because this may be the last time I ever manage, and it was. But, you know, and I'm going to enjoy this, and I enjoyed it here in New York. There's not a better place in all around any city than to manage in New York City.
Yeah, and you still have some great relationships, not only throughout your life in the game, but specific to the Mets, even dealing with difficult circumstances. I know you're close with Carlos Beltran. He was a guy that probably should be a current manager, and I'm sure learned a lot from you in dealing with the way that you had to deal with him, an aging veteran, and moving on from him. What about your relationship with Carlos Beltran?
You know, I'll tell you what I did, Sal, my first spring with the Mets. I put together a group of guys. I took five veterans. I took Carlos was there, David was there, I think maybe Jose, Mike Pelfrey. Took five veteran guys, Johan Santana, and we sat down, and I said, this is your team. This is not my team. This is your team. So let's put down what we want from out of this team. So they made the rules. They made the curfews. They made the dress codes. They made times they needed to be at the ballpark. I didn't have to worry about that stuff because they policed it. And it was the best thing I ever did. And again, you got guys like Carlos Beltran and those guys. I mean, their respect for the sport and how they went about things. And if you were late to the ballpark, I didn't have to worry about it. They took care of it. You know, if there was something went on, if I hadn't needed to be involved, they came in and said, hey, you need to talk to this guy about this or that, whatever situation it might be. But those guys took care of all those things. And that's why our clubhouse, in my opinion, was the best clubhouse in baseball. Because my star players, you know, if you came to New York and you were in a trade or you didn't like the way things were going, hey, the stars, you know, They're the ones that'll say, look, this is how we do things here. Either buy into it or we'll go to TC and we'll get you out of here. And, you know, and I go back to my, I go back to listen to how Bobby Cox ran the Braves. Hey, here's how we do things here. You don't like it? Go someplace else. You know, in St. Louis, the Cardinals with Tony La Russa, same thing. Here's the rules we set down here, and this is how we're going to do it. And if you don't want to be here, that's fine. We'll get somebody else. And I think when the players realize that there's a formula that's working, and we didn't worry about who we didn't have. We had the guys who were in there had to go out. And I remember a lot of times we'd have meetings about, you know, hey, look, you just got to pass the baton here. Quit trying to be everything done. We're all in this together. And I think that really saved and gave me a chance to stay here for a long time.
And David, obviously a huge part of that. Have you ran into David yet? I know you got plenty of events. What's the schedule like this week leading up to Saturday?
A lot. I got a lot to do. Thursday and Friday I'm going to see David, and you know, we got different events we got to do together, but it's just going to be really fun to be around all the guys. I know you guys like Jay Bruce is coming in, and you know, and even some of the guys David invited himself. There's a bunch of guys going to come in again to honor him, and he deserves every guy that steps into the room on Saturday. It's all because of their respect for him.
That's got to be the best part of this whole thing, right? The camaraderie and seeing all the guys that you went to battle with night in, night out, and reliving those memories 10 years ago or even, you know, before that or after that, seeing all the guys once again this
week. Yeah, I mean, I remember we got Jose back in the trade. I was in the clubhouse when the day we had made the trade, and he was coming in the next day, and I was actually talking to David when he walks through the door. And those two guys together, he walked in, and that smile is electric, you know. And David said, man, you're looking pretty good for a 37-year-old. And Jose took his shirt off. Of course, he's ripped. You know, he looks great. He goes, does this look like a 37-year-old?
Looking forward to having those two guys together with you on SNY on Friday. TC, I know you get a busy schedule. I really appreciate you taking the time to come in today and talk about David Wright. Thank you very much.
Ben, my pleasure, Sal.
And
thanks.
By the way, Soto's an all-star, is he not?
Without a question.
I mean, come on, these Yankee fans. You
know,
over it.
Well, you know, again, I thought what I saw the other day, with an article in the paper that said, you know, the all-star game is about the best players in the game being there. If he's not one of the best players in the game, we need to stop the game.
That's why I've been calling it the almost all-star game. Wasn't quite right. All the stars. All right, thank you, TC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.